Now we come here to chapter 10. And chapter 10, the subject is here, God sent Israel to Egypt, and God brought them out of Egypt. And this demonstrates what Moses has said. They're thy people, and they're thine inheritance, and you are the one that brought them out of the land of Egypt. Now, let me begin reading here. At that time the Lord said unto me, hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first. In other words, God said, all right, we'll start all over again. We'll start now, and we'll make the Ten Commandments, and we're not going to have any golden calf at all. Now, we go down in this section. He brought the tables down, and the tables were put in the ark, and the children of Israel then continued their journey. And then we're told, at verse 8, at that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. Wherefore Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. Now, there's a great spiritual lesson you can see here for us. Levi was the priestly tribe. Today, the church is a kingdom of priests. That is, it is a priesthood. Every believer is a priest today. You may not know it. I'm a priest. I'm a Catholic priest. But I'm not a Roman Catholic priest. Because Roman means specific, Catholic means general. And I'm a Catholic priest, and you are. If you're a believer today, by the way. Now, Levi was to have no inheritance. God was their inheritance. Now, that's the position of the believer today. God promised the rest of the tribes. He'd give them land. He'd give them acreage. He'd bless them in the field. He'd bless them temporally. But now, to Levi, no. He hasn't promised that. And to us today, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. That's important to see. Now we have in verse 12, I should say, in chapter 10, and this is not the gospel. You and I ought to thank God for it, because if it depended on this, you and I wouldn't be blessed very much. Listen now, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God? To walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. And if they had kept them, they would have been blessed. When they broke them, judgment came upon them. This is not the gospel. God, for 1,500 years, demonstrated through those people to the world, to you and me today, he can't save you by law, because these people, under favorable circumstances, in a land geared to the law, were unable to keep it. And if they were unable to keep it, you and I are unable to keep it. Thank God he saves by grace today and not by law. In fact, he never saved any of them by law. It was always mercy and grace to them, looking to the coming of Christ to die on the cross. Now, verse 18, he says here, he doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. God loved the stranger. And he reminded these people that they were strangers in the land of Egypt. He says, love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. And the Lord Jesus turned here to answer Satan, you remember. You see, the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord Jesus sure was familiar with it, as I think every Israelite was in that day. And then the last verse, verse 22, thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. The evident blessing of God was upon them. He sent them down into Egypt. He brought them out of Egypt. God was responsible, and he didn't mind taking that responsibility.